Get up. Don't be afraid.
He who has ears, let him hear.
What kind of a man is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him.
I tell you the truth.
And some of you may not want to hear this, but God's telling me to tell you. I've been a crack addict for 10 years, an adulteress, a prostitute. He set me free!
The smile on my face, the Lord put it there. He put the smile. It's a genuine smile. It's not trying to get nothing from none of y'all.
Whatever it is, no matter what you got, don't let it believe, man, that he can't love you. Because if he can love me, he can love anybody in the house.
You know, I'll make it short and sweet. My life consists of three things. One, I was an atheist my entire life. Two, I've been a crack addict for 6 years. And three, Jesus Christ has delivered me from all the above.
Who do you say I am?
You're the Christ.
Who do you say I am?
The Son of the living God.
So one night, I was on my sister's sofa, and I told the Lord, I'm tired of living like a dog. The Lord said, Tyrone, you get on your knees and tell me that you really want me, I'll set you free. I got on my knees that night, and I said, Lord, I want you more than anything in the world. When I woke up, I didn't want a cigarette, I didn't want a drink, I didn't want nothing. The Lord said, this is you. This is what I brought you to. You is free. Devil can't do nothing to you no more, my child. You is free at last. Free at last.
I just can't do it. I can't. I just can't. Lord, take the stress and the burden, take it all away from me. And as I was down there on my knees, I could feel it leave. And let me tell you, all the drugs that I've ever done in my life, nothing gave me a better high than that right there.
What shall I do then?
She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus. Because he will save his people from their sins. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, take the child and his mother, and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet. Out of Egypt I called my son. In those days John the Baptist came, preaching in the desert of Judea.
I baptize you with water for repentance. But after me will come one who is more powerful than I, whose sandals I am not fit to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
But I have come to know that the Lord is my Father, the Daddy that I never had. He has forgiven me for things that I thought about doing, doing things that I have never done, and all I can say is thank you and I love you, Jesus.
The people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, the light has dawned. The light has dawned.
When I was about 15, I started drinking and I was spending drugs and alcohol all my life. And my drug habit led me to prison in 1996, and I just got out in November of 98. And I'm out there in the line, and I'm looking around, and I'm seeing these people with all this peace and this joy on them. And I just wanted that. There was something in my life that was missing. The drugs couldn't feel it. Nothing could feel it. And I just started losing it. You know, I started crying. I was getting convicted so hard. The tears were just coming down. And there was these girls all around me. I didn't want no one to see me crying. I wanted to be tough. So anyway, at the end of the line, you had to take all your stuff to the car. So I volunteered to do that so nobody would see me crying. So I get all the stuff and I beeline towards the car, which was parked in this parking lot over by the Family Life Center. And I get there and I'm just bawling, and here come more people. So I run over there to where those bunch of trees are, and I just kneel down behind this big tree and I say, God, I'm sick of living like a dog. I'm sick of living that way. I know every time I get in trouble, I run to you, Lord. But this time, if you will take me back, I will serve you. I will serve you and no one else. And it'll be a full time this time. I'm not going to be running back and forth. I'm going to be serving you and you only. And he reached down and he said, come, child, come to me. And I want to worship him for the rest of my life. I want to give my life to him, and I'm here today to kill the old man off and to rise up a new man in Jesus Christ.
Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people.
When I've been taking Zoloft for my depression to make me happy, but now I'm hooked on the happiness of Jesus Christ and the Lord.
Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God.
I was into witchcraft. I was into looking into getting this gang member. I cussed like every single sentence. My mom put my picture on that little prayer table right there. I haven't said a cuss word in over a whole month. And I have no desire of sinning whatsoever, because I love God and I want to serve Him forever.
Blessed are the pure in heart, and they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called sons of God. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven.
I was the ringleader of my group of friends, and I was just driving a bus with all of them on, and we were going to break open the gates of hell, and that's where we were headed.
You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden.
The Lord has cleaned up my life. I don't drink anymore. I stopped cussing. My mouth used to be an open grave. I couldn't say five words without saying a curse word. And now, bless the Lord, on Wednesday of this week, one of those friends that I was driving to hell, he came to Jesus.
Lips that have cried, for I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of heaven.
I was dead. People called me faithful. I was in church. I took care of God's children. But I was dead inside. I didn't know Him. He filled my life up like I've never known it before. I mean, He showed me I was dead, and I didn't realize I was dead until He showed me. And He also showed me that, because back home, I was watching the soap operas. And then through that, I got into the romance novels. And through that, I started sneaking behind, because at home we had cable. And when you have cable, you're able to get those little shows. And just squiggly lines with anything. And just anything, just to see it. But thank you, Jesus, you washed me clean of that. And I don't know why it took me so long, but now I'm here to say, Jesus, I was dead before, but now I'm willing to die for you and to die with you. And I'm willing to live for you. Whatever you want me to do, Jesus, I will do it.
But store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. Store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. No one can serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
I wouldn't take any amount of money. The road that I'm going now, I've got both hands on the plow and I'm not turning back.
I have this boiling inside of me that I can't. Won't go away. All I can think and all I can say is I'm sick of working for the devil. I want to work for Jesus.
You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
8 years ago, I got married. And about a year after my marriage, I found out that my husband had AIDS. And in being diagnosed, I found out I was HIV positive. I've been a Christian all my life, or at least I thought I had. I knew that when things come up on you, all I had to do was pray and the Lord would take care of me. But I also knew at the same time that when things come upon you, it was to bring you closer to Him. After almost 8 years of marriage, I asked the Lord, I said, you know, Lord, seems like this is such a hard burden to bear. And He told me that I had to trust Him, that I had to believe in Him. The Lord freed me to forgive my husband because I had so much bitterness against him, almost to the point of hatred. But the Lord freed me of that in a place of force, and that I had to let everyone know that He's a risen Savior. And I come before you today knowing that my Jesus lives and that He has risen to die for my sins.
Enter through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life. And only a few find it.
Everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash.
When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. He took up our infirmities and carried our diseases.
Whoever finds his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven.
My name's Roy Hollis. I'm from Dauphin Island. I'm 43 years old. Fix me 43 years old. And I wasn't raised in a church. I didn't know anything about the church. I didn't know anything about the Bible. And so I went out into the world and soaked it up best I could and got involved in the secular world. In 1982, a good friend of mine gave me a Bible for a birthday present. And I looked at it and I thought, it's an odd birthday present. But I wasn't saved, but I had manners, so I said thank you a whole lot. And every time I moved, it moved with me. And it stayed somewhere between the photo albums and the other books. And then in October, the Lord came knocking. And I had no foundations at all to recognize what was happening. But I knew that Bible somewhere had the answer. So I went and found it. And so I started reading that Bible. And this time when the Lord came knocking, I didn't understand what was happening in my life. And since I had not been raised in church, had not had any spiritual foundation whatsoever, I can only relate to it in a secular sense. So I would ask people, do you believe in guardian angels? And they'd go, out. What are you talking about? And I'd say, man, I think mine just got fired. And the one I've got now is real strict. And the power of the Lord's Spirit came over me, and I started reading the Bible by myself at a kitchen table. And I'd start about 7 at night, and I'd see the sun coming. And I'd sleep, and I'd start reading again. And this went on and on and on until it just started filling my heart. And I started realizing that all the answers to life was in that book. Then the Lord decided it was time to show me to me. And one night, while I was praying, He turned me inside out. And He showed me what I was. And when I got through whimpering like a puppy, because I had always taken the position you know, no, don't you have some feast and between some famine and some wars and some bad things to go deal with? I'll take care of my own problems. I can handle it. There's got to be some crisis in the world that needs more attention than me. So I just pushed him away and pushed him away and pushed him away. And then when he revealed me to me, and I got it, I knew what an ugly, ugly side I was on the inside. But the beauty of it was, when I got it, I realized that it had all been forgiven.
I am so grateful.
Oh, won't you just come help? I'm grateful to be in the association of Christians for the first time in my life.
We love
you. Glory be to God.
Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him.
And the Lord has delivered me from drugs, gang affiliation, murder. You name it, I've done it. But today I can say I have the victory in Jesus Christ. I'd like to thank the Lord for not having no respect of persons. I'd like to thank the Lord for digging in the bottom pits of hell and reaching for my soul. Although I'm not worthy, I'd like to thank you, Lord, for putting a song in my heart to give me a purpose. And my purpose is to do God's will wherever he may lead me, wherever he may send me. I'm not ashamed of the gospel, for the Lord was not ashamed of me. I can go on the rest of my life saying what the Lord has done for me. And if there's anyone that don't know Jesus, and if you want to know of his divine power, I give myself as a living sacrifice this night. I die to myself tonight and give my life to the Lord.
And I just want to say, if you ever never seen a miracle in your life, here go one right here.
Yeah.
In his name, nations will put their hope.
Teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you.
A wicked and adulterous generation asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given it, except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. He who is not with me is against me. And he who does not gather with me scatters. But I tell you that men will have to give account on the day of judgment for every careless word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted. And by your words you will be condemned.
Out of the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil, where it produced a crop 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown.
He who has ears, let him hear.
But blessed are your eyes, because they see, and your ears, because they hear. For I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous men longed to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it. Listen then to what the parable of the sower means. When anyone hears the message about the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is the seed sown along the path. The one who received the seed that fell on rocky places is the man who hears the word and at once receives it with joy. But since he has no root, he lasts only a short time. When trouble and persecution comes because of the word, he quickly falls away. The one who received the seed that fell among the thorns is the man who hears the word. But the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it, making it unfruitful. But the one who received the seed that fell on good soil is the man who hears the word and understands it. He produces a crop, yielding 100, 60, or 30 times what was sown.
Have you understood all these things?
So was fulfilled what was spoken through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things hidden since the creation of the world. Jesus left there and went along the Sea of Galilee. Then he went up on a mountainside and sat down. Great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and laid them at his feet, and he healed them. The people were amazed when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled made well, the lame walking, and the blind seeing. They praise the God of Israel. Jesus called his disciples to him and said,
I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way.
His disciples answered,
where could we find enough bread in such a remote place to feed such a crowd?
How many loaves do you have?
Jesus asked.
7. Few small fish.
He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, And when he had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and they in turn to the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Afterwards, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who ate was 4,000, besides women and children. In his name, nations will put their hope.
From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed, and on the third day be raised to life.
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for me will find it.
Did the Spirit of the Lord just say, confess? So I yelled out, Lord, I'm guilty. Lord Jesus, save me. And as I was confessing my sins, it felt like a weight was lifted off my shoulders. It felt like my stomach was filled all kind of furnace. And I knew I was saved.
He's filled me with his Holy Ghost and pulled me out of the pits of hell. And I tell every single one of you young people out there, if you don't think he can do the same thing for you, you just give him a chance tonight. I tell you what, let me tell you, I have been kicked out of my house for the beliefs that I have. And I tell you right now that he's been behind me every bit of the way. Next week I go on to seminary school, and after that I'm on my way to Mexico to preach the gospel.
Nothing will be impossible for you.
I tell you, I guarantee you, if you give him a chance tonight, he will pull you out of the pits of hell. He will clean you from every bit of sin, and he will change your life forever. And today, I am still an addict, but I'm addicted to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. Whew. And I tell you, right now, this is my point of no return. I'm going to die in this watery grave with Lord Jesus Christ, my Savior.
And I know now I have the best feeling ever. If I was to die tonight, I know I would go to heaven and I would be with him. I would be with him.
Hallelujah!
My name is Michelangelo Dixon. I'm from Mobile, Alabama. The devil has had me in bondage for 33 years, Lord. 33 long years, Lord. I've been addicted to sin for 22 of those years, Lord. I come down to Memphis from Mobile thinking I was coming to New Hope Home to get off crack and alcohol, but thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I met somebody else down here. I met my father. My father said, come on home, son. My father said, I got a place for you.
My name is Chuck Kissy, and I'm from Wiggins, Mississippi. And with all that I am, I want to give the Lord the glory for how great he is. And I know so many of you here know how great he is. And then, I've The Lord has just asked me, and I want to be an obedient servant to say that the Lord has changed my life and touched me and cleansed me. And so many of you know what that is, but so many of you don't. And the reason you don't, and I'm just talking to a segment, but the segment's here, and that's the people that have been deceived, and now therefore they are deceiving, and that's who I was. And you've already told yourself so many times that you're not a sinner. But you are, you know, and I was. And what I'm saying, Lord, I just pray that you give me the wisdom, Lord. Give me wisdom to say your word, say your peace, that you might receive glory, Father. You see, I'm a man who so many thought was just so great and everything, but I'm not. And that's what I hope the Lord will deal with your hearts, because I started looking at other women, you know, and that's how the evil one can see you, because all of your co-workers look at women much more than you guys do, and you just look at them a little bit, and that starts your deception. That starts your deception. But if you'll deceive yourself and deceive others like that, then you'll lie, and if you'll lie, you'll cheat, and if you'll cheat, you'll steal. Because if you allow yourself to sin, you become a slave to sin. And I'm simply talking to you guys who are like me, and everyone thinks you're good, and I'm just telling you, I'm giving you this, that no matter what the cost, no matter what you've got to do, no matter the price, you choose your Lord.
I tell you the truth. Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven.
I was a person that didn't have any hope. I had given up and I didn't even try anymore. But the sad thing about that is that I was a Christian that had known God and had walked with God. I have a husband and 5 children. And at one time, my heart was so on fire. And I had such a desire to be a godly mother and to be a godly wife. But at some point, in the midst of all the mounds of laundry and the diapers and the bills and the all of it, I lost the vision, and the flame went out, and I just gave up.
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of
I was in adultery at that time. My wife stood for our marriage, and I had no idea the kind of pain she went through and what it took to do that. And it's only been in the last few months that I really could realize what she went through. And I just thank God for her doing that for us and restoring our family. And I thank Him for it. Thank Jesus for it. And I was an angry man, and I had a lot of sin in my life. And so I praise God that He's changed me and taken that angry man out of me. And He's made me a meek man. And I thank Him for it.
We fall down, we lay our crowns at the feet of Jesus. The greatness of mercy and love at the feet of Jesus. And we cry.
Oh my God.
to be for me. I always saw him so far away, like we weren't allowed to be with him or something. A lot of people say they grew up in church and they didn't know Jesus. I grew up in the synagogue and I didn't know God at all. I was living in such darkness. I was suicidal. I was so depressed. I was involved in pornography. I mean, just real sick kinds of pornography. That stuff will kill you. Anyway, I followed Jesus once I read the Bible, but I didn't get it until this revival. I didn't know the truth. I didn't know that He wants you to come to Him with your sins. You don't have to polish yourself up and be all dignified.
Among you will be your servant, for whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted.
Gave me back my heart and my emotions, my love for Jesus, my love for my family.
Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant. And whoever wants to be first must be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And to give his life as a ransom for many.
Tell us, when will this happen? And what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age?
You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Immediately after the distress of those days, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. The stars will fall from the sky and the heavenly bodies will be shaken. At that time, the sign of the Son of Man will appear in the sky and all the nations of the earth will mourn. They will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of the sky with power and great glory. And he will send his angels with a loud trumpet call, and they will gather his elect from the four winds, from one end of the heavens to the other. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding with a handmill. One will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come.
That first night when I met my friends Mark and Jonas, Jonas asked me, if I were to run out in the middle of the road and got hit by a car, would I go to heaven? Well, I didn't know. So not only am I going to the school of ministry, but now I know I'm going to heaven.
Lord, I love you with all of my heart. And I thank you for reaching down and saving me from the pits of hell. And I will live for you the rest of my life. Thank you, Jesus.
When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go to visit you?" The king will reply, "I tell you the truth. Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, "Depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me nothing to eat. And I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes, and you did not clothe me. I was sick and in prison, and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" He will reply, "I tell you the truth.
whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me. Then they will go away to eternal punishment with the righteous to eternal life. I tell you the truth.
I was raised in a Christian home all my life, but I spent about 6 years lost in drugs and selling drugs and in and out of jail. In fact, I was in and out of jail 3 or 4 times by the time I was age 18, but I'm just here to tell you all that the Lord's got a hold of my life. I've been delivered. The devil doesn't have a hold of my life anymore. And last night, the Lord gave me this poem I wanted to read just as part of my testimony. It says, life was once empty and aimless with wandering, life was once empty with aimless wanderings and confusion. This life lived was that of a destitute place. This life was filled with hopelessness and ever-growing despair. This life found me battered and empty, lying lifeless on my face. How did I get here? I wondered and feared. I looked inside and realized that my conscience was seared. I could not understand how I had fallen so far. From the Lord I found myself estranged and afar. I was barren and defiled, hopeless, even lost. When I realized the Father wanted me home no matter what the cost, I reached out my battered hand with one last spark of strength. In doing this, I felt a hand that would soon wash away my pain. He scooped me up into his arms and held me to his face. I could not understand this, for I did not deserve his grace. I looked up at him with tearful eyes, and all he did was smile. With all the time I was lost in sin, he loved me all the while. He washed me with his love and grace and made me feel brand new. Then he brought me to his kingdom, turned my gray skies to blue. He showed me the wounds on his hands and feet and the piercing in his side. He said, I've done this all for you, my son, so you can be my bride.
As you know, the Passover is 2 days away, and the Son of Man will be handed over to be crucified.
On the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus and asked, where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Passover? He replied, go into the city to a certain man and tell him, the teacher says, my appointed time is near. I am going to celebrate the Passover with my disciples at your house. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying,
take and eat. This is my body.
Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, saying,
drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins.
Jesus,
sit here while I go over there and pray. Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the body is weak.
To the corners of the earth, where every woman, every son.
He went away a second time and prayed,
Jesus,
my father.
It's not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it. May your will be done
for the forgiveness of sins.
You think I cannot call on my Father and he will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels?
But how then would the scriptures be fulfilled that say it must happen in this way for the forgiveness of sins?
Am I leading a rebellion that you come out with swords and clubs to capture me every day? I sat in the temple courts teaching and you did not arrest me. But this has all taken place that the writings of the prophets might be fulfilled
for the forgiveness of sins.
I charge you under oath by the living God. Tell us if you are the Christ, the Son of God.
Yes, it is as you say.
Jesus replied.
But I say to all of you, in the future you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven.
Then they spit in his face and struck him with their fists.
What shall I do then with Jesus, who is called Christ?
Then he released Barabbas to them. But he had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. Then he twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand and knelt in front of him and mocked him.
Jesus' blood never fails me. Jesus' blood never fails me. Jesus' blood. Jesus' blood. In the secret corners of the earth.
They spit on him, took the staff, and struck him in the head again and again. After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him.
Can't save himself.
He's the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. He trusts in God. Let God rescue him if he wants him. For he said, I am the Son of God.
At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook and the rocks split. Big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were sitting there opposite the tomb. The next day, the one after preparation day, the chief priests and the Pharisees went to Pilate.
Sir,
they said,
we remember that while he was still alive, that deceiver said, After 3 days, I will rise again. So give the order for the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may come and steal the body and tell the people that he's been raised from the dead. This last deception will be worse than the first.
And the devil, he has lost the battle. He has lost. The Lord has won it. Yes, he has. Oh, yes, Lord.
Choose you this day who you're going to serve.
After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it.
It's a guy up here that called me lukewarm. I don't want to be lukewarm. I want to be on fire. I want to be good. I want to be on fire for Jesus.
His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him, they shook and became like dead men. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you." So the women hurried away from the tomb, afraid, yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly, Jesus met them. They came to him, clasped his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them,
"Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me."
I can't stand it. I love it.
And I just pray that you'll take this from me. There's a way. And he's it.
And I thank you, Lord. I'm in your hands now. And I tell you what, I'm alive. I'm alive. I've been dead. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive. I'm alive.
Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said,
"All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
About 5 months ago, I came to the end of myself. Being addicted to drugs for so long, I wanted to kill myself. But someone had a different plan. Jesus led me to show me that I am worth love. I'm worth being loved. And that he's truly loved me. And how can I not love someone who's loved me so much as to give his own life for me? So, I didn't need a 12-step program to beat my drug addiction problem. One step. One step. One step. One step.
My name is Jill. Jesus, healed my heart. I was molested for most of my childhood. I hated men. I hated them. And I wanted to go to hell just to torture every child molester. And now, all I want to do is take as many to heaven with me as I can.
The rock and roll tapes, the drugs, the booze, I don't want that mess no more.
God, the Almighty God, is the one that rules my life now. And my life is no longer my own. It belongs to Him. And God deserves all the glory, all the praise.
He told me how much He loved me, and I felt His love for me, how much His infinite love must be when He went to the cross for my sins. And then He opened my eyes to the lies in my life.
My name is John Welsh. For the last 8 years of my life, I identified myself as a homosexual. And on November 25th, 1996, at 7 o'clock in my living room, a friend of mine witnessed to me that had been saved 2 days earlier. And she just took it all away. The Holy Spirit has been speaking to me a lot about my past lifestyle. And I want to say to everybody out there who may be living that lifestyle or who knows somebody who is, it's a lie. It's a lie. And the reason that you think you're born that way, the reason you think that that's how you are is because the lie starts at a young age and the devil doesn't ever stop lying to you.
No one needs to go to hell. Everyone needs to be saved.
In my life, I thought my life was for nothing. Every day I wake up, it's just another day. It's kind of hard to wake up every day and go to work with no purpose. It just seems like yesterday I was in a bar shooting pool.
Do you know God? Do you believe in God? Do you know God? And I didn't know God at all. I had no clue, and that was the first time in my life that I even thought about it.
The night that I got saved, I was just like Lazarus, man. I was dead in the tomb. We read in there where Jesus said, roll away the stone. And the men said, but Lord, he's been dead 4 days and he stinks by now. Brother, I stunk. But there's so many of you, you're in the same spot that I was. You're in the tomb, man. And you're dead and you stink. But Jesus said, roll away the stone. And right now he's calling out to you.
He's saying, Lazarus, come forth! Lazarus, come forth! Will be saved. Will be saved. Call on His name.
He's
gone!
me. I needed Jesus. And so I didn't have a clue on how to pray. I just didn't know how.
Lord, I'm guilty. Lord Jesus, save me. 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 Me.